Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Monday, how quickly we forget. There have been 45 presidents as Grover Cleveland was elected two times, but not in a row. He got booted out, then won 4 years later. So it's 45, even though Joe Biden is listed as the 46th president. According to a YouGov poll, 47% of Americans have never heard of Grover Cleveland. 53% of us do not know who Millard Fillmore was. 54% draw a blank on Martin Van Buren. By the way, only 4% don't know the name Barack Obama. But listen to this. 28% of Americans have no idea who Harry Truman was. The truth is that many Americans are stone cold dumb. They might blame the public school system, which doesn't even bother teaching civics and history much anymore, but that's no excuse. Once you become an adult, 18 years or older, you have an obligation to know what has happened in your country. Now this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.